There's about to be a building spree in Hamtramck, Michigan, as that city takes steps to end one of the country's longest civil rights housing disputes. More than 30 years ago, a federal judge ordered Hamtramck to build new affordable homes for black residents who were displaced by urban renewal projects. And now, after decades of little action, city officials say that Hamtramck is ready to make amends. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Hamtramck, Michigan is a tiny urban island, slightly larger than 2 square miles and surrounded by Detroit. Right off Interstate 75, there's an even smaller section of town called the Grand Haven-Dyer neighborhood. It was cut off from the rest of the city when the freeway was built. The Corinthian Baptist Church sits on the neighborhood's edge. Weeknights, there's lots of activity, choir rehearsal, meetings with the pastor, and community forums to discuss the settlement of a decades-old lawsuit designed to bring new and refurbished housing here. 70-year-old Pearl Bostick, who will have a family home rehabbed as a result of the lawsuit, says she's skeptical.
I gotta see it to believe it. It's supposed to be when the first house was renovated. They keep telling my son pretty soon. And when they start putting up some housing and stop infighting, then I'll believe it. Because there are some who really don't want this to come to pass.
Reverend Joseph Jordan has been active in the settlement process, and he says he understands the reluctance to believe the housing will be built.
But the Bible says the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but the one that endureth to the end. And we have endured, and I think that there's going to be some positive thing come out of this project.
200 new homes, refurbished homes, and senior housing are part of the project, the result of a lawsuit that was filed in 1968 when Hamtramck was largely an enclave for Polish immigrants. Earlier urban renewal projects and the construction of the interstate forced hundreds of families, most of them black, to move. When the city used federal funds in the late 60s to clear land for a new civic center, black residents said their homes were targeted and demolished. The center was never built on the site, and the ousted residents took the city to court. Celeste Morris lived with her parents at the time. Her mother, a community activist, was one of the plaintiffs. Morris says 3 years after the lawsuit was filed, federal judge Damon Keith ruled in their favor.
So Judge Keith said he found the evidence to be true, Negro removal. That's what he called it, Negro removal.
Do you believe that's what it was?
I believe it was. I do believe it.
Part of the evidence included a city council member's tape recording of a loud meeting in which a critic said Hamtramck was beginning to look like a southern city. The judge ruled the city used federal funds illegally to reduce Hamtramck's black population by nearly half. Hamtramck has complied with some portions of the judge's ruling, but for years the prospect for building the new homes was remote. Hamtramck Mayor Gary Zitch, elected 6 years ago, blamed the delay on poor planning and a lack of attention.
There was so much finger-pointing in the past, and that's all that occurred in terms of a discussion would come up. People would point fingers, but nobody did any work, and nobody worked in a positive direction.
Zitch appealed to county and federal officials for help. Judge Keith's ruling meant there could be little other development in the city until the lawsuit was resolved. Zitch says the housing will remove what has become an albatross around the city's neck.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in all kinds of ways. In ways of repairing any bad feelings between blacks and whites in the city, in ways of building new housing that'll improve neighborhoods. It's a terrific shot in the arm.
The first homes will be built in Celeste Morris's neighborhood, not far from the Corinthian Baptist Church.
But this vacant lots, these have all been cleared for the new houses that will be built. The houses that you see standing, the existing houses, will be rehabbed. They're offering the homeowners starting from $35,000 up to $50,000 rehab, according to what needs to be done.
So far, people from about 240 households are eligible. Original plaintiffs or their heirs will have first choice for the new homes. They also can receive steep discounts on the cost of the homes, which will be priced between $105,000 and $135,000. Celeste Morris says once the housing is built, she and her family will be ready to move, but she has her regrets.
I was sort of disappointed that the people that really started out with it just lasted so long that they're deceased now.
And Morris says others who were forced to relocate because of Hamtramck's urban renewal projects may not be willing to come back despite the promise of new housing. After all, she says, people have moved, And 30 years is a long time. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Hamtramck, Michigan.